Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger. Johnny Lungs.
That's good. That's a lot of energy for us. Like it.
Starting strong.
As always, we're here improvising the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our head, one page at a time. We're rewriting it. We're taking it back for the people. We're doing it in convenient to and easy to listen to podcast form. Glenn.
Yeah.
We got a very timely suggestion this week.
Okay.
So I figured maybe we could just knock out a Little Buddy episode. If you're new to the cast, Little Buddy is a shorter episode that we do when circumstances arise, whether it's a live episode at a show that we're doing it at, or just some unique situation.
Yeah, sometimes we don't have a lot of time for a full app. Sometimes it's something a little different than what we typically do.
Right, and so this one, we got a suggestion on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook at Improvised Wikipedia from local improviser Daniel Moyer. Is wanting to know alternative, basically demolition methods instead of just imploding Martin Tower. And so a lot to unpack here. Martin Tower is Bethlehem, Pennsylvania's only skyscraper. It's the former headquarters of the Bethlehem Steel Corporation, which famously failed. They got too fat at the top. They built a skyscraper that's shaped like a cross because they needed that many corner offices because they had that many executives.
Yeah, is that real?
That's actually true. Yeah. That's why it is shaped like a cross. But it's coming down. They're imploding it. They're taking it down.
Went up in 1990?
What?
When did it go up?
Like the 50s. Yeah, it's not new.
The 50s?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't think it went up that.
I don't know. Well, it's not.
It's not very old. I know that.
It's not super young either, though. But the point is, they're knocking it down. They're blowing it up, and that's on Sunday. So if we're gonna do this and make it count, right? If like the powers that be are gonna hear this episode and be like, "Hey, you know what? That is a good idea. We got a couple days. Let's change it.
Let's mix it up."
So like, I don't know how are you taking down a skyscraper other than imploding it, dude?
Implosion. So typically, when they implode, they're dynamiting specific areas so that it collapses in such a way that it doesn't just like fall.
Yeah, it's a controlled fall.
So they want to bring it down with as small of a footprint as possible.
Right. It's like playing Jenga and pulling out one side on the bottom because you want it to fall in that direction.
Sure. So you just kind of want everything to fall straight down and not one side or the other, so you don't squish what's next to it.
So I was wrong. It's not like Jenga at all.
No. But if we're going for alternate methods, are we worried about nearby structures? Like, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
He didn't specify. I think we should just throw everything on the table, right?
Like, okay.
Yeah, why? Did you have a particularly fun one that would potentially wreak havoc that you wanted to pitch? I don't know if they're going to do it, but...
Just push it over? It's going to take like a few... Like, dozen people, probably. Yeah. Because I think...
It'll take, like, 24 people.
You know that thing of where, like, soccer hooligans will riot after a game and flip a bus?
Yeah.
It takes, like, probably 20 people to flip a bus.
Right.
So Martin Tower, bigger than a bus.
Much bigger than a bus.
Maybe 200 people. You're going to have to rock it a little bit.
I think it's a surface area issue. I don't know that enough people could
get in
the
right
spot.
Well, that's
why
the cross shape comes in handy.
Oh, dang.
Because you got not just one side.
Right.
You've basically got three faces to push on.
Right. Okay.
You rock that baby down. You got to save that big push for the end. Otherwise, it's coming down on everybody.
Yeah, like that's a quality heave.
That happens
right
sometimes with the bus thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay, so that would be one method.
Biting it?
Biting, yeah, sure.
Just biting the bottom of it a
like
lot?
Like a Godzilla-like situation if you had some sort of Titan creature come.
Ooh, that would be bad. I meant like me.
You're gonna
like
go,
I would just
you're
bite.
Just gonna chew it.
Yeah,
it's made of steel, you idiot.
Give it time. So no, like termites. That's how they bring things down. They just bite them.
Yeah, but that's wood. You're not a fucking Bond villain. You don't have diamond teeth.
And even then,
I don't think diamonds can cut steel. Glenn,
they could.
Can they?
Yeah, they're way harder than steel.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get some diamond teeth this week and go bite that
dentist.
Fucker.
I'll tell them I need emergency dental surgery. Get some diamonds in there.
Yeah.
Chomp, chomp that tower down.
Do it up. But I like my method better. What's though? Your like method? Some sort of like we raise a titan from under the ocean.
Okay, yeah. And so we call one of the old ones
Godzilla to come, and it'd be great branding for the movie that's coming out.
Oh, see, that is a great idea.
Such a good time.
Like, we could probably get the Godzilla people to fund this.
Yeah, right. And Eleven from Stranger Things is in that movie, and that's all I know about it at this point. Like I'm gonna
all
go
the
see
monsters
it.
Fight.
I'm gonna go see it.
It's got all the hits. Rodan's in there.
I mean, Mothra, they're all there.
I mean,
it's
Bethlehem's
gonna be
real.
It's going to be bad.
This is a real tertiary market, if we're being honest with ourselves.
Honestly, but like, I don't know.
So
there's
I don't
not
know.
A lot of skyscrapers around that are Ooh, we're just
yeah.
willing to take down. Like,
see,
this
I'm
is
just
a
questioning.
Missed
I'm
for
questioning
Hollywood.
Whether we could get Godzilla.
Well, we don't need Godzilla. We could take any of
That's
those.
That's what I'm saying. Like
Mothra would be terrible. Right? We need an Earth.
It's probably not.
One.
It's not going to be Gamera. He's a friend to all the children. He's not going to want to bring down a skyscraper.
No.
Unless that skyscraper is about to fall on a child and then
he'll
knock it down the other
direction.
He'd
be great for that, but...
But what I'm saying is, like, we're so close to New York and Philly. If they're going to bring out Godzilla for, a promo event like this, mm-hmm. they'll just, you know...
See, but this is such a specific
They'll play
scenario.
To the bigger market. But they might send
scenario.
It... Like, we might get, like, Ghidra.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
We might get a Ghidra.
That'd be great. Right?
If we get Godzuki, I will...
Godzuki's the little Godzilla, right?
He's like Godzilla's son, I think.
Right? Like, or like nephew who's visiting for the summer.
Yeah. He's the cousin Oliver of the monster movies.
Godzuki was the one... He like came over and like solved crimes with the kids, right?
Yeah, I think
it was
he's
like the
slightly,
Scooby-Doo knockoff.
I think he's slightly larger than a child. I think he might be... I don't remember how big Godzuki is. He's much smaller than Godzilla.
Sure, but that's not saying much.
How
many soccer hooligans do you think it would take to push Godzilla over?
To push Godzilla? Well, the thing is, a lot. Like, because Godzilla moves around and can, like, rebalance itself.
Yeah? You just don't believe in soccer hooligans?
No, because he's not a stationary... Like, if it was, like, a statue of Godzilla...
You gotta believe in the human spirit,
308 soccer hooligans can push over a life-size statue of Godzilla.
A life-size statue.
But... Because Godzilla's not going to get pushed over by soccer hooligans.
I'd still watch that movie.
Godzilla has radiation breath. If a bunch of like angry soccer hooligans try to push Godzilla over...
It's just game over right away.
The radiation breath is coming out, okay. And it's not going to end well for the soccer hooligans.
All right, we're getting fixated on the Titan idea. What are other ways
I think
that
it's
we
a
can,
good idea.
It is a good idea. I'm definitely going to make a few
Call
calls.
Down a meteor from space, like a Final Fantasy finishing move.
Oh, dang. Okay. That'd be good. Be good. What about this is a good one too, right? Like we go underground, we find the mole people who live inside of the
okay.
hollow earth.
Popular, very popular episode for us. So I'm glad that we're bringing them back.
Oh yeah. So we go, we find those mole people that live inside the hollow earth. We like, hey, we need you to burrow. You can have this. You can have this structure.
Oh, we give it to the mole people.
We just give it to the mole people, and they like cut around it, and it falls just.
They just
straight
dig
down.
A hole. They dig a Martin Tower size hole underneath Martin Tower, and it just drops.
Yeah,
brilliant.
So good.
Again, because I think what's so good is like, despite what the Joker says in The Dark Knight about like gasoline and dynamite and bullets being cheap, like it's quite an investment to bring down a building.
Right.
So rather than putting all the money into blowing it up ourselves, outsource it to the mole people. I'm sure they'd be happy to have it.
Oh, my God.
Not
yeah.
a lot of buildings underground.
Almost none.
There's a couple, like, basements. But, like, yeah. they want like, a full sky. Like, it, what's the opposite of a skyscraper?
An earth scraper.
A crust scraper. It's getting
crust.
Down in there.
Crust scraper.
So we let them. We're like, hey, guys, look, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you want to get rid of a couch.
Yeah.
And you don't want to throw it away, but you're like, hey, if you can come get this couch, you can just have this couch.
Right. Come get Martin Tower.
And then somebody whose cousin has a truck and is in need of a couch will come and get it.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to pay them. They don't have to pay anything for a couch. It's just, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. We do that with the mole people. We're like,
That's
you guys,
mm-hmm.
you guys want a big shitty building?
Yeah, we're like, hey, I know you've always wanted your own version of a volcano lair.
Yeah,
this could be it. You have a crust scraper.
I don't know what the mole people equivalent of the steel industry is, but you guys got to put those offices somewhere,
right?
Come dig this bad boy out.
I got another pitch for you. This one assumes that we have a little bit of a budget, right? Your couch analogy was a good one. We just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They take everything.
Oh, yeah. They took a hot tub away from me once.
Yeah, right? They're like, we don't care what it is. If it fits in our truck, we'll take it. They just need a bunch of
trucks. They had
to
cut it up with like power cells because it didn't fit in their truck.
But they came and they did it.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this won't fit in the truck. And they're like, unless you don't mind if we cut it up. Why would I want you to take it away.
Like, this
I don't care what you do to it.
Yeah.
Get it off my side porch.
So, see, that'd be good. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, get in there.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, and I want to point out they haven't paid me anything for that plug either. That was just a pitch.
No, and that would be a big payday for them if they got that contract.
At least two trucks. Because
they charged me quite a bit for that hot tub.
Yeah, they charge by the percentage of truck you fill.
Ooh, I mean,
but they capitalize on me just being genuinely lazy with that kind of thing.
Sure.
They took a TV for me. It's really hard to get rid of TVs anymore. Because you got to remember when like the recycling day is for electronics.
Yeah.
You got to drive it out there and pay. So I just paid Got Junk to do it.
What are some other good ways? We did biting.
Aliens could take it.
Aliens could take it.
Aliens could take it. Or they could Independence Day it.
See, that's a good one too. So what we do.
Just blast out. I mean, it would be a big cleanup effort there though.
We get the Independence Day aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's a big cleanup with the current plan too. Like,
well, yeah, but I think the whole point of implosion is you're controlling the way that thing comes down.
Ooh, we Ant-Man it.
Oh my God, Ant-Man it! That's a great idea.
Because then there's no cleanup. You just wheel it away like a suitcase.
Oh, we pin particle it. That's it right there. Marvel they've got more money than they know what to do with.
Oh God, see, the thing is, we missed our window.
Yeah, it would have been great if we did it as a lead.
We did this a month ago.
Oh,
Marvel would have been there. Like, yeah, we'll figure this out.
Oh, that would have been great.
They would have brought it down with pin particles.
Yeah.
And it just wheeled it away and be like,
it
come
been
see
all that promotion for a movie they didn't need to promote.
Come
at all
see Avengers Endgame,
all,
a movie you're
like,
obviously
going
to see anyway.
Yeah. We waited 11 years for this, assholes. We saw 22 movies to get to this point. We're going to come see it. You know,
going into the lead up to that movie, I'm like, I know I'm going to see it. It just genuinely feels like homework at this point. Like, I didn't really like Infinity War very much. It's fine. Like, it's not bad. Like, all the Marvel movies are at least okay.
I mean, I was there for it. I loved every second of it.
I didn't like Infinity War, but it came out and I was like, I'll probably see it like in the next couple of days. But then I'm like sitting around, I'm like, I felt like this intense need to go see the movie. So I ended up seeing it the day after it came out.
I mean, it's so funny. Like, I feel like there are a lot of people locally here that have a similar opinion about like, oh, I guess I gotta watch Martin Tower fall now. Right, like everybody's like, where are you watching it from? I'm like, I don't know. It's at 7 a.m. on a Sunday. I'm going to be a fucking sleep.
Yeah,
I'm going to be mad when it wakes me up because it shakes the ground and I hear it. And then I'll watch the videos of it that all of the news places have that are going to have way better views than I ever could have.
I'm not getting up.
No.
I mean, I don't live in Bethlehem, but.
No. But like I do. I live very close.
Yeah.
I could go up the mountain and I could watch, but like. I don't know.
I
could also sleep in.
Yeah, I don't like getting up early, and whatever I'm dreaming about is going to probably be more interesting than watching a building fall down.
Dreams are great.
Dreams are great.
Other ways to take this motherfucker down.
David Copperfield.
Oh, my God. What's he doing these days?
Magic.
Is he still doing magic?
Yeah, he's still in the game. The problem is when you are constantly trying to outdo yourself with big illusions.
Right.
You get to a point where you're like, well, shit. Like, I moved the Statue of Liberty. What's next? But the thing is, those are illusions. What we need him to do is really disappear this motherfucker.
Right. Do you remember the special when he went into the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
I remember being very stressed out about that as a kid.
Being very concerned for Mr. Copperfield's
well-being. I was just like,
what
are you doing, man? I mean, like, I don't know a lot. I'm just a kid. This seems like a bad idea. I was very worried. I watched.
Didn't he get mugged, but he, like, palmed all the stuff in his... I think he got mugged with a couple of his assistants, like somebody held them up, and he's like, I don't have anything. And like he reached into his pockets and like did the cartoon, I'm going to pull my pockets out to show you I have nothing, but palmed all the things in his pockets while he did that.
That's pretty great.
And he's like, I don't have anything. And they're like, all right, we'll just mug your assistants then. And yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, he could definitely get rid of that tower for us.
For like, see, I think, because that's the thing. I think he would go for it because of the challenge.
Sure.
Because he's made big things disappear before, but then he's got to bring them back. Don't bring it back. Yeah. We don't want to see this motherfucker again. Yeah. You get it out of here. Greatest magician alive.
It's true. And like, it better not be one of those mirror things where it's just like, do you ever wonder why mirrors don't flip upside down as well, too?
You've been thinking about that all week, right? Huh?
I fucking hate you for that. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to last week's episode. Other ways to get rid of that, we could just tie some ropes to it and helicopter it out of there, drop it in the ocean.
Yeah, that's one way. Oh, you know what we can do? Just drop it on that big plastic patch in the Pacific.
What?
There's a big, like, plastic island of garbage in the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. Here's what we do. To break it up, drop Martin Tower on it.
Okay.
And then it would break it up. And then some other steps, get the smaller pieces out of there.
There's a fun T-shirt going around the area where it says "Send Martin Tower to Space." Like, that is an option too. We could just blast it off.
Ooh,
of the Earth.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk loves doing space stuff. Oh, send
a car. Look, a lot of people shit on for the car thing. I genuinely think it was a cool thing.
Yeah.
It like, cause look, you need to send things to space. You need to test rockets with weighted payloads. Like, sure. You need to send something.
Right.
If you own an electric car company, send an electric car.
Right.
Just get it up there.
There are so many other things that people should be making fun of him for.
Oh, yeah. I'm not defending him. I'm defending the specific action of, like, it's pretty cool.
I don't even think he can defend him.
It's pretty cool that there's a car in space.
Sure.
He as a person can fuck right off, but not because of the car thing.
It's true. It's true.
Elon, you know what you did.
Yeah, but yeah, come take our tower. That would be good.
Oh, yeah, launch this mofo.
Yeah, that'd be a real good one.
I'm all for... Yeah. Hmm. If he doesn't want to do it, NASA's doing the new rocket. That will be the most powerful rocket NASA's ever popped out.
That's fun.
Because like, they did the Saturn V, and they're like, yeah, this is great, and they just used that for a real long time, and now... that we're talking about doing more, putting more and bigger things into space. I'm like, ooh, we need a big boy.
What has anyone tried? I wonder, do you remember? We just need to get our hands on one of those staples that was easy buttons.
Sure.
Right? Like, just get one of those and be like, I want the skyscraper gone. That was easy. And then it's just not there anymore. I don't know how it works.
Or what about that thing where it's like, can't remember the name. Sympathetic frequencies, where like, so sometimes, like, it's happened a couple times where they'll build like a bridge,
mm-hmm.
right, and then like a wind will pick up
and the sound
and it
wave.
Vibrates the
yeah.
the bridge at just the right frequency to make the bridge fall apart,
right.
Or I think there was a case
or
of
like the brown note, the legendary
it's
brown
the brown note,
note
of bridges, yeah. Basically, so there was like an army marching across this bridge and the cadence of the march
was like
making it go buck wild.
So let's get a ska band, take them over to Martin Tower, blast some squeeze skanking tunes at them, wait for that building to fall over.
The Aquabats very recently just did a big Kickstarter for a new Aquabat series.
Which we all need.
We do need it. You know, it's a great promo for your great band. Skank down Martin Tower.
Oh, be great.
Get the Aquabats up top. You're going to need... And the thing about their Kickstarter video or whatever platform they did it on, I think it was Kickstarter, they got a great many number of celebrities to dress up as Aquabats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've got several dozen. What you need to do is like, you need to Spartacus it. Like, get a bunch of people dressed as Aquabats.
Mm, yeah.
Get them all up there, start skanking, mm-hmm. and that tower is going to fall down. Now, yes, those people will die. All of those. So don't use the real Aquabats because we need them.
Let's find an
the
Aquabats
world needs the Aquabats
band.
Now more than ever.
It's true. Hey, this is sort of like the Titans idea, but we could rampage it too.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? We could get some big ass monsters to just punch it to death.
We get we get The Rock and his gorilla friend.
And we know he famously went to, I think, Freedom
Bethlehem,
High School.
Bethlehem right? Local The Rock.
Yep.
I feel like he could just punch it down.
What if we get, like, the most famous Bethlehem, like, celebrities ever, and, like, we just get them on the case? So you got, like, The Rock and Jonathan Taylor Thomas and...
Kate Micucci.
Kate Micucci. Who's the woman from Mamma Mia? I can't think of her name. Very talented
ABBA?
Singer.
Oh, Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah.
Seyfried.
Yeah, get her. Like, why don't we just get the collective power, star power.
So you're trying to pass the buck. You're trying to put, like, a council together.
Here, you guys figure
it out. So you're
trying
to put an Avengers of Lehigh Valley local
celebrities to, like, take care of this problem for us.
I think I like my idea of just letting The Rock punch it to death.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Other ways to get rid of buildings. I don't know.
Tell John Wick that it killed its dog.
Oh, man. Yeah. Still haven't seen,
like,
any of those movies, but I get
Sorry,
it.
Johnny. This building ate your dog. And then he just shoots it down.
What if we just building off of Keanu, what if we just Matrixed it, right? Like, what if we just all agreed that it wasn't there anymore, and then it wasn't there anymore?
Reverse Tinkerbell it?
Yeah. the old reverse Tinkerbell.
The classic move, reverse Tinkerbell.
That's good. Yeah. That's what we should do. I feel like that's the safest, most responsible thing.
Everyone in Bethlehem needs to make a big circle around Martin Tower and chant, "We do not believe in Martin Tower," and clap their hands.
We cracked this case. Thank you all for listening. I expect you all to participate and just mentally decide that it's not there anymore and it won't be there. And I don't know, maybe on Monday it'll be gone.
We solved it. We did it. Goodbye, Martin Tower.